This is the progression test for listening, stage 5. There are 3 parts to this progression test. You will hear each part twice. For each part of the test, there will be time for you to look through the questions and time for you to check your answers. Write your answers on the question paper. Now open your question paper and look at part 1. There are 7 questions in this part. For each question, there are 3 pictures and a short recording. Choose the correct picture and circle the letter A, B, or C below it. Before we start, here is an example. Where is the girl's brother now?
Is your brother still in bed, Mary? I know he likes to sleep late in the mornings.
He went out early, Grandad. Mum had some shopping to do and she wanted him to help her.
Oh, he'll miss his basketball practice then. That's a shame.
But he goes a couple of evenings now instead. They've got an important game soon.
The answer is B. Look at the 3 pictures for question 1 now. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully. You will hear each recording twice. 1. What does the boy decide to eat now?
Are you hungry, Kieran? There's some fruit in the bowl. Have an apple or something if you want a snack.
But I'm really hungry. I haven't had anything since lunchtime.
Why not have a sandwich now then? We're having dinner soon.
OK, thanks. The burger I had at school was great, but that was hours ago.
Now listen again.
Are you hungry, Kieran? There's some fruit in the bowl. Have an apple or something if you want a snack.
But I'm really hungry. I haven't had anything since lunchtime.
Why not have a sandwich now then? We're having dinner soon.
OK, thanks. The burger I had at school was great, but that was hours ago.
Two. Where did the girl go swimming yesterday?
Hi, Katie. Did you go swimming yesterday?
I did. The lake was really busy, so we tried the pool instead.
Oh, you mean the one down by the sea?
That's right. It was great. And we went for a walk along the beach afterwards too. The sea looked beautiful, and we're going to try the lake next weekend.
Cool.
Now listen again.
Hi, Katie. Did you go swimming yesterday?
I did. The lake was really busy, so we tried the pool instead.
Oh, you mean the one down by the sea?
That's right. It was great. And we went for a walk along the beach afterwards too. The sea looked beautiful, and we're going to try the lake next weekend.
Cool.
Three. What did the boy buy today?
Hi, Henry. Did you buy something for your sister's birthday?
Well, she's just finished reading a book about a girl and her horse because she loves horses. So when I saw a t-shirt with one on it in the shop in town, I had to get it.
Great.
And I'm going to draw a picture of a horse to make a card for her too.
Now listen again.
Hi, Henry. Did you buy something for your sister's birthday?
Well, she's just finished reading a book about a girl and her horse because she loves horses. So when I saw a t-shirt with one on it in the shop in town, I had to get it.
Great.
And I'm going to draw a picture of a horse to make a card for her too.
door. How does the girl usually get to tennis lessons?
I've got my tennis lesson this weekend. I hope I won't be late.
Why are you worried? Doesn't your mum drive you?
She does, but her car's in the garage at the moment. I'll have to catch a bus from the stop near my house this week. I'm sure my older brother will come with me. I love walking, but it's too far.
Right.
Now listen again.
I've got my tennis lesson this weekend. I hope I won't be late.
Why are you worried? Doesn't your mum drive you?
She does, but her car's in the garage at the moment. I'll have to catch a bus from the stop near my house this week. I'm sure my older brother will come with me. I love walking, but it's too far.
Right.
Five. Where did the boy do his homework yesterday?
I saw you in the library yesterday. I think you were doing your homework.
I was in there. I did my homework later, though. Dad helped because it was really hard.
I know. My sister helped me. We did it in the garden.
Oh, I like working outside in the garden. I was inside, sitting at the table, asking questions while Dad made dinner.
Now listen again.
I saw you in the library yesterday. I think you were doing your homework.
I was in there. I did my homework later, though. Dad helped because it was really hard.
I know. My sister helped me. We did it in the garden.
Oh, I like working outside in the garden. I was inside, sitting at the table, asking questions while Dad made dinner.
Six. Which jumper did the girl buy?
Nice jumper. Is it new?
Yes. You know the shop where you got your jumper with the cats on? I got it there. I couldn't decide whether to get this one or one with flowers.
Flowers are okay, but you chose the right one. Spots look good.
But I might go back and buy the one with cats on it too. We could wear them together.
Now listen again.
Nice jumper. Is it new?
Yes. You know the shop where you got your jumper with the cats on? I got it there. I couldn't decide whether to get this one or one with flowers.
Flowers are okay, but you chose the right one. Spots look good.
But I might go back and buy the one with cats on it too. We could wear them together.
Seven. What activity will the boy do tomorrow?
I'm going to the sports centre tomorrow.
Are you? They've got a special wall for climbing. Will you go on that?
I'd love to try it. Mum's booked a badminton lesson for me, though. I'm not sure I'll like it. I actually wanted to play cricket.
Just try it and see.
Now listen again.
I'm going to the sports centre tomorrow.
Are you? They've got a special wall for climbing. Will you go on that?
I'd love to try it. Mum's booked a badminton lesson for me, though. I'm not sure I'll like it. I actually wanted to play cricket.
Just try it and see.
That is the end of part one. Now turn to part two, questions 8 to 12. You will hear five different conversations. For each question, circle the correct answer, A, B, or C. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully. You will hear each recording twice. 8. Where does the girl think she left her coat? A. At home. B. In school. C. On the bus.
Where's your coat?
Well, I was wearing it when I left home this morning, and it was in the classroom at break time. Then I had it on the bus after school because I got something out of my pocket to show my friends on the way home.
So you were wearing it then?
No, I put it on the seat. It's probably still there.
Now listen again.
Where's your coat?
Well, I was wearing it when I left home this morning, and it was in the classroom at break time. Then I had it on the bus after school because I got something out of my pocket to show my friends on the way home.
So you were wearing it then?
No, I put it on the seat. It's probably still there.
Nine. Why is the boy tired? A. He had to get up early. B. He has walked a long way. C. He is feeling ill.
Hi, Tom. Are you feeling okay? You look tired.
Yeah, Mum and I went shopping earlier, going round every shop from one side of town to the other.
You should have a rest.
I'll lie down for a bit. If I don't, I might get a headache or something. But if I sleep in the day, I'll wake up too early in the morning.
Now listen again.
Hi, Tom. Are you feeling okay? You look tired.
Yeah, Mum and I went shopping earlier, going round every shop from one side of town to the other.
You should have a rest.
I'll lie down for a bit. If I don't, I might get a headache or something. But if I sleep in the day, I'll wake up too early in the morning.
Ten. Where in the park does the girl say she'll meet her friend? A. At the playground. B. At the restaurant. C. At the main gate.
Hi, Esther. I'm looking forward to our day together tomorrow. My dad's coming too, and he's promised to buy us ice creams from the restaurant in the park. We'll see you there at 10. It's on the right after you come through the main gate. Then we can go to the playground. And we can ride our bikes if we want.
Now listen again.
Hi, Esther. I'm looking forward to our day together tomorrow. My dad's coming too, and he's promised to buy us ice creams from the restaurant in the park. We'll see you there at 10. It's on the right after you come through the main gate. Then we can go to the playground. And we can ride our bikes if we want.
Eleven. What does the boy still need to do before his party? A. Think of games to play. B. Choose music to listen to. C. Decide what food he wants.
Are you ready for your party? We played some great games last year.
I know, and we'll play the best ones again. Mum's making a cake. She says she'll get pizza or burgers if I tell her which I'd prefer.
What about music?
I've made a list of party songs which I need to send to Mum's phone so she can play them for us.
Now listen again.
Are you ready for your party? We played some great games last year.
I know, and we'll play the best ones again. Mum's making a cake. She says she'll get pizza or burgers if I tell her which I'd prefer.
What about music?
I've made a list of party songs which I need to send to Mum's phone so she can play them for us.
What does the girl think about the cafe she visited? A. The place was very crowded. B. Her food was quite expensive. C. The waiters were very slow.
Did your aunt take you to that new cafe?
Yes. We had to wait a really long time to get a table. The waiters did their best to take everyone's orders, but it's a big place and so many people wanted to try it.
What about the food? I heard small cakes cost £5 each. It's a lot to pay for a cake.
That is a lot. Ours weren't that much.
Now listen again.
Did your aunt take you to that new cafe?
Yes. We had to wait a really long time to get a table. The waiters did their best to take everyone's orders, but it's a big place and so many people wanted to try it.
What about the food? I heard small cakes cost £5 each. It's a lot to pay for a cake.
That is a lot. Ours weren't that much.
That is the end of part two. Now turn to part three, questions 13 to 17. You will hear a teacher telling his class about a competition to make a poster. For each question, fill in the missing information in the numbered space. You now have 20 seconds to look at the questions for part three. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully. You will hear the recording twice.
Hello, everyone. I have information about this year's poster competition. Please make sure you give your posters to me by the 25th of July. We'll start putting them on the walls on the 29th of July. Now, what should the subject of your poster be? Well, we had some different ideas, like animals, for example. Then we talked about fashion and decided that's something everyone likes, so that's what we chose. I know some of you hoped to make posters about oceans. That'll be a great idea for next time. We have paints you can buy in school. They're usually around £2.50 in the shops, but ours are £1.75. We've also got paper, which costs £1.10. It's perfect for poster paint. Some of you have asked if you can leave your finished posters in your classroom. They won't be safe there, so take them to the library. That's where your parents will come and see them all. I know we usually put posters in the hall for everyone to see. It's closed at the moment, unfortunately. Now, if you need anything, please go and see Mr. Dackler. I'll spell his name for you so that you can email him if you like. It's D-A-K-L-E-R. He'll be able to help. Finally, the best poster wins a prize. We thought a video game was a nice prize. Then we asked students for their ideas, and they said a skateboard was better, and we agreed. They also thought a book might be really good, but actually that was the prize last year. Okay, any questions?
Now listen again.
Hello, everyone. I have information about this year's poster competition. Please make sure you give your posters to me by the 25th of July. We'll start putting them on the walls on the 29th of July. Now, what should the subject of your poster be? Well, we had some different ideas, like animals, for example. Then we talked about fashion and decided that's something everyone likes, so that's what we chose. I know some of you hoped to make posters about oceans. That'll be a great idea for next time. We have paints you can buy in school. They're usually around £2.50 in the shops, but ours are £1.75. We've also got paper, which costs £1.10. It's perfect for poster paints. Some of you have asked if you can leave your finished posters in your classroom. They won't be safe there, so take them to the library. That's where your parents will come and see them all. I know we usually put posters in the hall for everyone to see. It's closed at the moment, unfortunately. Now, if you need anything, please go and see Mr. Dackler. I'll spell his name for you so that you can email him if you like. It's D-A-K-L-E-R. He'll be able to help. Finally, the best poster wins a prize. We thought a video game was a nice prize. Then we asked students for their ideas, and they said a skateboard was better, and we agreed. They also thought a book might be really good, but actually that was the prize last year. Okay, any questions?
That is the end of the test. Please stop writing now. Your teacher will now collect all the question papers.